Have you ever felt just completely swamped trying to make sure every single detail is right, especially with, huge amounts of information and really critical systems?
Oh, absolutely. It's a massive challenge.
Well, today we're diving deep into exactly that, software verification, and specifically how generative AI is, well, really shaking things up. We're looking at insights from a great presentation by Maurizio Martignano from Spazio IT, given at Ada Europe 2024.
Right, Spazio IT. They do a lot of work in this area.
Exactly. So our mission today is to unpack how AI is actually helping us ensure software quality and reliability in ways we couldn't really do before.
And it's interesting because when people think generative AI, they often just think chatbots.
Yeah, like ChatGPT.
Sure, but it's broader. It's AI that creates things, images, music, and importantly for us, code, maybe even test procedures. And for something complex like checking software quality, this ability to generate insights, not just analyze data points, is a real potential game changer.
So that's generative AI overall. And large language models, LLMs, they fit in how?
LLMs are a specific type of generative AI. They're the ones focused on understanding and, crucially, producing text. Think code, requirements, documents, specifications, all text-based.
Gotcha. And we're probably using them already, like you mentioned, OpenAI's GPT models.
Right, powering ChatGPT, Microsoft Copilot. Then there's Google's PaLM, Gemini.
And Meta has LMA, the open source one.
Exactly. But it's not only about these huge models. There's also growing interest in what they call small language models, or
It's
SLMs.
SLMs. Okay, how are they different?
They're basically lighter versions, often designed for more specific tasks. And importantly, they can sometimes be run locally on your own hardware. That's key for privacy-sensitive work.
Ah, okay, that makes sense. So what makes any of these models, big or small, actually work? What are the key bits?
Well, a couple of things are really important. First is model size, essentially, how many parameters it has. Generally, more parameters mean it can learn more complex patterns, perform better.
But needs more computing power.
Exactly. More resources, more cost. The other big one is a context window. That's how much of the preceding text the model can actually look back at when it's generating the next bit.
Like a short-term memory.
Sort of, yeah. A bigger window means it can track longer conversations or understand more complex instructions that refer back to earlier points. Both size and context really affect how well it understands and generates useful stuff.
Okay, so they're powerful, but how do we, use them effectively day to day? Spazio IT was experimenting with this,
They
right?
were, and their work really highlights how vital getting the prompt right is, the question you ask the AI.
It's not just asking a simple question.
Not really for complex tasks. It's more about feeding it the specific code or the requirement text, along with a very clear targeted query about it. Like, does this function correctly implement requirement X combined with the relevant text?
Right, precision matters.
Absolutely. But this brings up a really critical issue, especially for verification work, data confidentiality.
Ah, yeah. If you're putting sensitive code into a public tool.
Exactly. There's often no guarantee where that data goes or how it might be used later. For things like intellectual property or, classified project details, that's a non-starter.
So what's the solution? The SLMs you mentioned.
That's a big part of it. Using open source models that you can run entirely on your own systems locally, that's really the only way to be sure your content stays private.
But aren't these miles huge? Hard to run locally?
They can be, but there are clever tricks. Techniques like quantization, which sort of shrinks the model size without losing too much accuracy, and efficient software frameworks help run them on more, let's say, affordable hardware than you might think.
Okay, interesting. So let's connect this back to the core problem in software verification. We're talking massive documents, right? Requirements, design docs, code bases.
Huge amounts of text, yeah. And they're structured usually. Lists of things, requirements, components, functions, each often with a unique ID.
And the crucial part is linking these things,
Yeah.
what you call traceability.
Precisely. Traceability information connects, say, a high-level system requirement down to a specific software design element, and then maybe down again to the lines of code that implement it.
Traditionally, verification tools check these links.
Yes, but often just at the ID level, like, does requirement R1 link to design D5? a bit like a checklist. It confirms a link exists, but not necessarily if the content makes sense together.
Okay, I see the limitation. So where does the AI opportunity come in?
Well, this is where it gets exciting. Instead of just checking IDs, generative AI promises the possibility of a semantic match.
Semantic, you mean understanding the meaning.
Exactly. Understanding the meaning of the requirement text and the meaning of the code description to see if they actually align conceptually, not just checking if the IDs are linked.
Wow, okay, that's a big leap. But how? You can't just paste an entire code base into ChatGPT, can you?
No, definitely not. The context windows aren't nearly big enough, and it wouldn't be efficient. That's the challenge. How do you get these LLMs to effectively digest and reason about these huge domain-specific documents and code bases?
Right. So if copy-paste isn't the answer,
yeah.
What is? You mentioned a key solution.
Yes. Retrieval augmented generation.
RAG.
RAG. Okay, tell me about that. Sounds important.
It really is. So RSA works by optimizing what the LLM generates. Before it even tries to answer your prompt, it first retrieves relevant chunks of information from a specific trusted knowledge base.
Ah, so it's not just using its general training data. It pulls in project-specific stuff first.
Exactly. It looks up relevant requirements or design details or code snippets from your verified documentation library, an external authoritative source, and uses that information to inform its answer.
So it makes the output much more relevant and accurate for your specific context. Precisely. And it's way more cost-effective than constantly retraining a massive LLM on your private data.
Mm-hmm.
You give it access to the right knowledge source, and it uses that knowledge on the fly. It extends the LLM's capability into specific domains.
And Spazio IT, they're actively using this.
They are. They're running experiments with RAG on real software verification tasks, building out a platform for it.
And planning to put it into their safe tool set.
That's the plan, yes. It shows how this isn't just theoretical, it's moving towards practical application in critical software development.
That's fascinating. It really could reshape how we ensure quality.
Absolutely. If you think about the big picture, RAG isn't just about making LLMs smarter in general. It's about making them trustworthy and genuinely useful for these highly specific, high-stakes tasks, like ensuring software integrity, making them rely on facts, not just fluent generation.
So thinking about this,
mm-hmm.
What does it all mean for you listening? Maybe the next time you interact with an AI, ask yourself, is it just, you know, generating plausible text based on patterns it learned?
Or is it actually retrieving specific validated knowledge to back up its answers?
Yeah. What really stands out to you about how this kind of AI augmented with real knowledge could change industries where precision and verification are everything? Something to think about.